Go to Rex Warwick speaking.
Hi, Warwick. How you doing?
Good. How can I help, mate?
Got a quick question for you. I am building my parts list so I can obviously eventually bring my car down to you to get some more work done.
Yeah.
I remember speaking to you a while ago about obviously I need to upgrade my clutch for when I kind of upgrade to that 280 kilowatt package.
Yep.
What clutch did you recommend for me?
What year model car, mate?
It's a 2017 STI.
So generally a Exidy heavy duty.
Is there a kind of like part number attached to that? Because there's a lot of different ones.
We've got obviously our supplier that brings them here.
Yeah.
I suppose I can supply one to you if you wanted to buy one. I just need to find out what it is. That's all.
Yeah, because like, there's so many different types of clutches and stuff, and somebody, what's the other brand of clutch? It wasn't Exidy, but like, I'm obviously going to go with your guys' recommendation, but I think it was like Uni Clutch or something like that.
Yeah, don't put that in there.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of bad things. One of my mates put one in his i30N and it just kind of shit the bed, so I was
No, Exidy heavy duty. Are you going to install it yourself, or do you...
Yeah, I've got a mate who's a mechanic.
Okay. I suppose we could sell you a kit. Just trying to think of the best way. Probably you have to email sales@godatrex.com.au and just say you want to buy a clutch kit from us.
Yeah.
The parts number will be unique to us, though, because they make up a kit for us.
Okay.
We sort of spec it for what we want here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does that include the flywheel as well, or is that just flywheel machining that you guys do?
We generally do flywheel machining because most of the time, like especially on an STI, there's nothing wrong with them. They just need to be licked and
yep.
then they're ready to party again. If they're really bad, which I highly doubt, we do have brand new ones here, but it's very rare that we put a brand new one in.
Yeah, okay. And how much do you guys price the kit at?
So if we like sort of drive in, drive out price is probably around the $2,200.
Okay. Yeah, okay. And is there different types of Exidy heavy duty clutch for that
is,
year model?
Yeah, there's a few different ones. The other, like if you want like an off the shelf one, probably your best place to speak to is probably Pro Speed Racing.
I've
got a 17 STI and an Exidy heavy duty clutch.
So it would just be just a generic heavy duty.
Correct. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, okay. I mean, and is that, like, pedal feel is kind of relatively still the same?
Very similar. Very similar.
Okay. It's just obviously the handle, the higher horsepower, I suppose.
Correct, yeah.
Okay. And your Blouch 2.5s, have they gone up in price again?
Blouch 2.5? I'm not sure off the top of my head. I know they had a price increase recently, and then we're sort of struggling to get certain models of them. Because Pro Speed Racing's the distributor on them. And they haven't been ordering them, which is a bit of a pain. I'm not sure why, whether it's just sort of they're obviously trying to get everything in one container, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
So we've been going with other options, just depending on the power that we're sort of chasing, that's all.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, what kind of other turbos are you like? I'm assuming
pumps.
You don't have... Okay. Yeah.
It's been great for us. We haven't sort of gone down that path because we've always done the Blouch.
Yeah.
But the GT pumps, we've done a lot of different ones on 2 liters and that sort of stuff, and now 2.5s.
Okay.
They've been great. Yeah, they've been really good, reliable sort of things. But
okay.
The Blouch.
And what in comparison to price, what are they like compared to the Blouch?
About $1,000 cheaper.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, they're great.
Really?
And they're made here in Australia as well.
So, oh, wow. Okay.
They never used to have a direct option against the Blouch. They always used to be, like, a little bit smaller or way too big. So we've got them to make a Garrett Core one that sort of fits that bill. And that's been making 300 kilowatts all day every day. If I remember correctly, they're about, I think, 2,900, where the Blouch is closer to 4 grand now, which is ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man.
Far out.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming you've got these GT pump servos in stock?
Yep, always.
You do? Okay. And there's no real kind of, like, massive difference? Because I saw on your Instagram post the other day, there was a VASDI you had in it. It was 309, I think it was, at the wheels.
Yeah, so that had a Blouch 1.5 XTR, which is the same as a GT pump, GTP SO283. Yep. And that'll do the same sort of thing.
Oh, wow. Without, like, I mean, any risk to the motor kind of detonating and blowing up?
So 309, 310, we've got guys obviously who are happy to push that sort of power.
Yep.
I've been really lucky, and I haven't had one break yet, but it'd be
okay.
That one person I think, yeah, if I could go for it, and then things shit the fans.
Yeah. And then was the block completely stock on that STI? Or?
Completely stock. Everything stock.
Wow.
Yeah, unopened. We've got a few of them like that, that sort of power
yep.
level, but they need a lot of supporting mods. Like, the turbo can make more than that. Like, the turbo
yeah,
can
okay.
do 340, but anything around 21 pounds, whatever it makes on that, is normally reliable on those.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But then, saying that, I've seen factory 18 STI 2 weeks ago, never modified, from Subaru, brand new, service religiously, do a head gasket. Not modified, not tuned, nothing. I'm like,
wow.
How is that even possible? Like,
because I thought looking. They rectified the head gasket issues
if somebody told me that, I'd say, no, it's impossible. Like, I've never seen one on a late model link, and then I've seen two now in the last, well, at least this year. So, but then I've never seen a modified one do a head gasket, working out with tuning on the edge time.
Well, I guess better a head gasket than, you know, like ringland failure or anything like
yeah.
that. Yeah.
Correct, yeah.
So
the 280 kilowatt mark is well and truly proven. Past that, I think we've started to play with fire, but these guys
okay.
obviously have the budget there to go do an engine. They just wanted to push it to see if it happens. If it happens, fuck it, they're going to do it anyway.
If it doesn't,
then, yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, they just wanted to try.
I get you.
Well,
yeah, I guess I've got a couple more questions for you as well. Sorry to hold you up. Do you recommend going, like, front mount or headers or anything like that?
Headers, definitely. Front mount, not so much. Yeah, front mount's not really necessary.
Okay.
Yeah, we've had guys do front mounts, like that one that you saw on Instagram.
Yeah.
Mainly because it's for scope later. Like, he wanted to do it all in one hit. But for that
yep.
sort of 280 kilowatt mark, the factory top mount can do it, no problem.
Okay, even in the weather conditions we have here in Australia or in Melbourne?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Like, those top mounts are very, very good. We've got
okay.
guys with 320 kilowatts on them on a 2 litre.
Yeah.
Yeah, in track environment.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess
really
as far as headers goes, what do you kind of recommend? The equal length, unequal length?
Equal's going to give you the best performance, but you lose the rumble, that's all.
Okay. I mean, is it a requirement or just more of a recommendation if I'm going to that kind of power level?
If you go to 280 kilowatts, you sort of need a set of headers to keep the thing happy. So even if it's
okay.
unequals, yeah, you just need, it costs a lot of money, but it just keeps the engine happy. You're not pushing it as hard to make the power. You can still make that power with factory headers, absolutely, but you have to push the car harder, and that's all.
Yeah,
And sometimes it's that last little push,
Yeah, okay.
Brand? Over-speaking. Pro Speed Racing would be the way to go.
Okay. I mean, up-pipe as well, or...?
It all includes an up-pipe, everything.
Oh, it includes it as well?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, is it other than Pro Speed Racing, I mean, is there other brands that you kind of recommend as far as headers goes, or...?
There's a few, like, there's Tamei, there's Pro Speed Racing, the other ones, like, X-Force or Empire are rubbish. Like, Empire's like proper rubbish. If you actually go on our Facebook page and you type in header comparison, we actually put up some photo comparing them as well to show the Empire versus like a normal generic SSI, which is
quite
amazing. Yeah.
Okay.
It's, like, they're shocking. Like, they're really bad.
Yeah. I mean, what are they worth?
As in the Pro Speed Racing ones?
Yeah.
Coded like $1,500.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I suppose that's not. I mean, it's not crazy, but
It all adds up. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather keep the motor happy.
Yeah. That's. We tend to overbuild them from an accessory point of view to let the engine do it the easiest.
Yeah.
I mean?
Okay.
So, yeah. You can definitely do it with less, but you'll be pushing the engine harder to get there.
Yeah, and I don't want anything to kind of fucking pop.
Exactly.
Easy done. But as far as your knowledge goes, I mean, is it more just kind of preference? And I guess it's
because they're all
like the unequals versus equals are going to get very, very similar power output. It's just I know that equals make a little bit more mid-range because the engine comes on a little bit nicer, and then the engine's generally happier on an equal, but at that power level, it's very little difference between the two. It's just outright flow is what you need.
Okay. Yeah. I suppose that's about it. What did you say the GT pump's turbo was?
GTP SO283.
SO283.
Yeah, and you need
an 8 centimetre. Yeah, okay. So does that mean the difference between the 10 centimetre rehousing and the 8 centimetre is not
all that different, no.
Okay.
Yeah, 10's going to be laggier, that's all.
Okay. Yeah. Well, good to know. I mean, yeah, like, because when I originally came down to you guys to get my car tuned the last time, and then I just wanted a quote on, obviously, for the next power stage that I go through kind of thing, and I'm starting to, I think it was even tricky for you guys to get the TGB deletes.
Yeah, we've got our own made now, so.
Because
a lot of the stuff you can't buy anymore, like the headers is another one. We're getting them out of the same factory, but they're going to be here in February next year. Like, we're literally getting them all. They all come out of the same factory, like the SSI branded ones, which are Pro Speed, Tamei, they all come out of the same factory.
Yep.
That particular style. It's just the Empire ones. They make their own, which are, if you jump on Facebook, you'll see the difference there.
Yeah, okay.
So we've got our own coming in Feb, but the TGVs will be here before the end of the year.
Okay. I ended up picking up a set from, there's a place in, where was it? Salem or Dandy? No, it wasn't Dandy. It was more towards...
AVO. Yeah, ABO.
That's the one. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, they're great.
ABO.
Yeah, they're great.
And I managed to get them in wrinkled red, the same colour as the manifolds on, like, please.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, I think the other just next few things, I just got to get us some injectors and other bits and pieces and get my clutch done and then bring it down to you guys.
Easy.
Appreciate the time, Warwick. I'll keep in touch and hopefully I'll be able to book it for some time, maybe mid to late next year.
Sounds good, man. Yeah, just keep chipping away at your goal and everything goes.
Yeah, it's not exactly cheap, but then again, I want a little bit more power out of the car. I'll be happy to. Everyone says, you'll always want more, but then again, I'm like, I don't really feel like rebuilding my whole engine and going down that route.
Yeah.
But easy done. Oh, Warwick, thanks very much, mate. I'll keep in touch.
Sounds good, mate. You have a good night.
Appreciate it. Have a good one.
You too.
See you, mate. Bye.